right? Tapping the Gemara on top of the test. The Mishnah said yesterday, right? The Mishnah said yesterday that you have to, if you had like a discrepancy in the measurements, okay? That one side was longer than the other side. So essentially, we listen to the side that's longer, right? The Mishnah said, Ribe l'makom echad, u'miyit l'makom acher, shomim l'makom sheribe. You go by the longer side. So now, the havamim of the Gemara right now is that we're going to, having the Gemara is essentially, according to Rashi, we're assuming that the longer side, the more distant side is correct, and we can go that distance, and the short distance side is totally incorrect, and you can't even go there at all, because it's obviously an incorrect measurement, and you can't go there at all. So the Gemara says, L'makam shariba in, L'makam shmi, lo, you can only walk to the outside of the chum, to the area that's longer. Rashi says, Bitmiya, balo yish b'chal masayim mana. I don't understand. If you can go 2,000 amos on the west side, and on the east side only measured 1,500 amos, you clearly could go 1,500 amos on the east side, because that's definitely included in the tchum. Yesh b'chal masayim mana. So the Gemara answers, Ema af l'makom sheribe. You can go even to the makom sheribe. What does that mean? Rashi seems to indicate that you're allowed to go even on the short side, you're allowed to take the short side and extend it to the long side. And go, even though the short side was measured 1,500 amos, it goes, you can walk 2,000 amos on that side till it equals where it was on the other side, which is essentially, I think, the way we understood the Mishnah. Tosfos has a completely different understanding, but the Rashi's a little more pasha. The Rashi's Trashman concept, a little more difficult than language, but it basically just means not only can you go 2,000 amos on the side that measure 2,000 amos, even on the side that measure only 1,500 amos, you can go 2,000 amos on that side as well. And then the Mishnah said, right, so the Mishnah seems to be redundant, because the Mishnah said, Ribe l'makom echad u'miyit l'makom echad, then you go to by the longer place. And then it says, Ribe l'echad u'miyit l'echad shomim l'merubah, which is the same case, right? Short and long, you go by the long, don't ignore the short. So the Gemara says, Hatu l'omili, haynu hach. What do you need in this case? It's the same din. So hachik amar, this is what the Gemara says. Ribe echad u'miyit echad shomim l'mzeh sheribah. The second case is not where the measurements themselves were different, is that two people came to measure. One got measurement A, and one got measurement B, which is A minus. So we go according to the longer measurement. So then the Gemara qualifies and is going to say, but if there's a too large of a discrepancy, then we're going to say, forget it. That doesn't work. And you have to, Rabbi Yohonasan, which is in the back of the Gemara, says you would have to remeasure. So what's the too big of a discrepancy? So Amar Abaye, Ubilvad shlo yarber yoser mimidas ha'ir ba'alachsona. Provided that you don't have too much of a discrepancy of measuring the city on the diagonal. Remember, the other week, we talked about measuring the diagonals once you squared off the city, and then you were measuring to do it. So what you had, basically, is we always had, when you square off the city, so in the four directionals, you have what's called tchum, and in the four corners, we have what's called the kerem. So we said, do not measure the kerem by taking a perpendicular line from the corner of the city and going out 2,000 amos, because then what you'll end up is you only have 1,420 amos north, south, east, or west from there. That's not the way to do it. What you do is you put a keren, a box, in the corner, which is basically what you mean is you go, let's say, the north. You measure north 2,000 amos, then you extend out to the corner, and then what you have now from the diagonal is 2,800 amos to go on the diagonal. So if you measure it that way, then you have 2,000 amos going due north from the city. So basically, the difference is between the 2,000 and the other way you would have had it would have been, right? It was, you would have been short. What was it? 1,428. So if this difference between the two measurements is greater than 2,000 minus 1,428, which is 562. Right, 568. Well, 572. Okay, 572. If it's greater than 572, then that discrepancy is too large, and then you don't, and you disregard them, and you have to remeasure again. That's what goes on. So, right, right. She says, "Dafilu riba shir gadol, deleke lemitle b'mititas hachevel talina be betos halachson." Because if you have a big discrepancy, there's a big discrepancy. Maybe we'll just say the rope was too tight, the rope was too loose. The Amir and Zohu Haya Baki Bidida Beniach Tavla Shal Tzulim Kinega Kerem Lachson. The Amir Bezemad Al Pai Beemser Kerem. This is obvious. What happened was, person just measured differently. He measured the corners wrong. Right? Aval im ribe yoser mikach ein lan of malitlos ulivi megandim beloshon. Rashi says. He says if it's too, if it's larger than this 572 amos discrepancy, where did he get this mistake from? It's too large. But Rashi doesn't. He says ulivi megandim beloshon. He doesn't like the way the loshon sounds from the Gemara. I don't know why, but okay. So then the Mishnah had said, right? The Mishnah had said the reason that we believe that even if an Eved or a Shivcha, they're believed to say Ad Kan Chum Shabbos, because we said Shelo Amru Chachamim as a Davar LaHachmir LaHakel. Chachamim only came by Chum to be Mekel, not to be Machmir. And really, the Gemara says Hatanya Lo Amru Chachamim as a Davar LaHakel LaHachmir. The whole concept of Chum Shabbos is a Chumra. Really, Midoraisa, according to most, Midoraisa 2,000 Amos is not. 2,000 amos is not halakha. You can go much further. After, you know, you can go, it's much further. So it means only coming to be makel.
Is every favor that they make is?
So that's basically the question. So Amar Ravina, no. Lo lahakel divrei Torah, ella hachmir al divrei Torah, but v'tchum min derabbanan. You're right. The whole idea is a chumra, but once you're in that idea, the rules that are established in the idea are lukula, because that's a din derabbanan. Hey, Rashi says, "Kol ma shegazur chacham b'tchumim lahachmir al divrei Torah bo, the midoraisa lo mitzvah midi v'inu gazer. Hilchach has lina balakula that the tchumim asks midorabanan. Tchumim is clearly midorabanan, except according to Rabbi Kiva, but tchumim is a midorabanan, and therefore, once we get into the halachas of tchumim, we're going to pass in lakula. Yes, in lachanami, the entire concept is midoraisa and is a chumra, but in the concept itself, we go lakula. Okay." Now, the Mishnah, next Mishnah, I'm not sure why, jumps back, it jumps back to Eruv Chatzeros, outside from Eruv Tchumim, it jumps back to Eruv Chatzeros. So a little background. Okay, so you have the residents of a city who want to permit carrying an entire city. They have to first make an Eruv Chatzeros, meaning each Chatzer in and of itself, right, you have Chatzeros, houses, Chatzeros, Mavos, and then the streets, right? Each Chatzer has to make an Eruv Chatzeros by itself. After that, then the Chatzairos together make Eruvim to make a Shituf Mavos. They make the Shituf Mavos. Fine. Now, this is all basically if the city or all the areas are Mukos Mechitzos, they're not open, they're closed off by Mechitzos, and there is no Rishus HaRavim Doraisa running through it. Again, Rishus HaRavim Doraisa is 16 amos wide, right? Open, not closed off, open 16 amos wide. According to Rashi, you need 600,000 people to traverse that area every day. According to Moshe Shonu, you do not need 600,000 people to go through that area every day. I think the easier way to learn the Gemara today is to learn like Rashi. That's how we'll start to learn the Gemara. Okay, now, the Chachamim still has a chashash that people won't realize that the reason why they're allowed to carry in the city is because of the Eruv. And they're going to confuse it and say, you're allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRavim. So what they did, they made a takana, another takana, that there has to be some heker to see that the reason is because of an eruv. So what's this heker? The heker is that the entire city cannot be part of one eruv. Rather, you can have 99% of the city with one eruv. Then you have to have a separation, and a second area of the city, another area of the city, has to be ma'ariv by themselves. I mean, that's Woodsburg. I don't know. They have to have their own Eruv, okay? But the Chachamim only said this halacha by what's called an Irshel Rabim. Because by when I figured out what that is, whatever an Irshel Rabim is, there's a chash that people will go carry in Rosh Hashanah. But if you have an Irshel Yachid, then there's no chash. Now the Mishnah is going to explain what's this Irshel Rabim, what's this Irshel Yachid. Okay. Mishnah says, Irshel Yachid, which means, basically Rashi says an Irshel Yachid, Rashi Shelo Hayu Nechnasim Batamid Samech Ribui Shel Bnei Adam Velo Chashiva Rishus Harabim Lo Darim Digle Midbar. He says it's a place that's big, but they don't have 600,000 people walking through, so it's not like Digle Midbar, and therefore it's not Rishus Harabim. So it's considered an Ir Shel Yachid Minasis Shel Rabim. But then later on, it became an Ir Shel Rabim. I guess it expanded. The people from Brooklyn all moved in. It became a bigger town, and now you have 600,000 people walking. So Ma'arvin Es Kula. Nevertheless, because it was an Irshel Yachid, you can still make one Eruv. You don't have to do this Shir Makom. You don't have to leave over part of the townsfolk that can't take an Eruv with everybody else. Rashi says, right, Shanasha Shal Rabim, Shanitosu Ba Diorim, or Nikvu Ba Shvakim. Either they got more residents, or they opened up some sort of marketplace, now people walk through. Na'arvin kula kivatchila. You can do it. You can still assume. You can still do the same rules as it was when it was an irshal yachid. The aim of a seha tzrichim tikkun shareg he chetzer echaz. Don't you aim barishas rab gemur shal tezainama. It's not obviously not a full rishas rab over here. It doesn't have 15 amos, a 15 amos thoroughfare, but you don't have to view it as an irshal rabim. But irshal rabim, if it originally was an irshal rabim, had 600,000 people going through. V'nastu shal yachid, and now they don't have that many people going through. Ein ma'arvin is kula, ela imkein asa chutzla. You can't make the ne'era for everybody. Rashi says elim kein asa chutzlo iver in shari ir el levadon. You can't. You have to leave over. You have to have this thing where you have to leave over a certain amount. The reason being is because you have to choshesh that maybe you'll come back to being ir shel rabim, and at that point in time, everyone's going to be making, oh, well, we made a full eira for the whole town before. We'll continue making a whole eira for the town now, and people are going to think that you can carry in rishus harabim. They won't realize that the reason why you have the permit to carry is because of the eira. Okay, ir chadasha. All right. So how big? how big is the shear? How big is the leftover? So once someone says ke'ir chadasha shebe eretz Yehuda, it has to be like a small city called chadasha in eretz Yehuda. Sheishba chamishim diyorim. You have to leave over 50 residents. Have to be left over when you make the separate eruv for part of the town. The part that's separate has to be the size of 50 residents. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says no. You don't have to leave over so much. Rather, it's enough. Shalosh chatzeros shel shnei batim. You can leave over three chatzeros, which each chatzer has two houses. That's all you have to leave over. That's considered big enough to be assured that the entire town is not encompassed in one eruv. Okay. Gemara now says, Heichi dami ir shel yachid v'nasu shel rabim. What is a case that we had an ir shel yachid that became an ir shel rabim? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kigon discarta deresh galusa, like the city of the resh galusa. Originally, it didn't have a lot of people, and now that it does, right? Rashi says. Next Rashi says. So Gemara says, wait, what's going on? You're worried now that it was a small city that did not have 600,000 people walking in, and now that the resh galusa lives there, you're going to have a lot of people coming back and forth. Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, my timer. What's the reason why you brought this as the example? Right, Elaim, are you going to say because Mishum Deshchiche Gabe Harmina? Right, because a lot of people are now coming to ask questions to the leader. They're coming in, and now it's the capital city essentially. So a lot of people are coming in. Matkiri Ahadadi. The people there will talk to each other, and they will explain that the reason why this city, which was an Irshel Yochid, now an Irshel Rabim, and the reason why you're allowed to carry there is because people tell everybody. People tell me the reason why you're carrying here is because it's an Eruv, not because you're allowed to carry, it's just a rabbin. So he says, wait a second, Elam Amarav Nachman, sorry, I skipped. So, Kuli Yisrael Nami, but Safra the Shabbos, and Shchichi Gabi Hadadi. Everybody gets together on Shabbos in all towns. They go to learn, they go to the base measures, they go to the Rav Shir. So if that's the case, everyone's going to remind each other. So why are you saying that the only time that's considered an Ir Shel Yachid that became Shel Rabim, which you're allowed to continue carrying without making a separation, is by the city of the Reish Galusa? That's because people are going to, so many people that are going to tell each other. Well, in any Jewish city, they're going to tell each other. So that's not a case of an Ir Shel Yachid that became Ir Shel Rabim, because that would be in any city. So then the Gemara gives, Ella Amar of Nachman, Kigon, Diskarta Dinatuziai. Some city, right, that was named after a person named Tuzai. Yes, that they didn't have originally 600,000 people walking in there, and afterwards it opened up, and you had 600,000 people walking in there. So in that case, Gemara says that the Chachamim permitted you to ma'ari the entire city because everyone still thinks it's just a yachid. No one views it now as just a rabbin. They view it as this private city that was always smaller. Happens to be more people coming in here, so we don't have to worry about making the separation of two different eruvs. Everyone can be in one eruv. Rashi says. Right, Krach Diskura Din Tazri. Rashi says, El Amar of Nachman, Kol Ir Shel Yochid, V'Nasho Shel Rabim Sharia. You know, Diskura Din Tazri. Any city that had less than 600,000 and now has 600,000, that's fine, according to, again, using Rashi's explanation. But there's nothing to do with being the Reish Galusa city or not being the Reish Galusa. It's any city that was once small and is now large. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. It starts as follows. Ir Shel Yochid. you have an Irshul Yachid, which means originally, the way we're learning means that you did not have 600,000 people walking in there. And then it got bigger. The Nasi Shel Ravim, and it got became allowed, it had 600,000 people. And not only that, Rishus HaRabim Overes Besocho. Now it's actually a real Rishus HaRabim, because you had a street, I guess that was 15 Amos, running through it. So now it got two things. It had that street size, and now it also has the 600,000 people, right? Rishus HaRabim Overes Besocho. Ketzad Ma'arbin Osa. How can we make a takana to be mevatel the Rishus HaRabim Sabatocha, in order to allow you to carry? What can you do to make some? Bryce says, Osa lechem mikan v'lechem mikan, kor mikan v'kor mikan. You put a lechi on either end of the street, or you put a kor on either end of the street. Remember, the kor is the beam, the lechi is that recognition thing on the corner. And by that, according to that, the Bryce says, it's no longer considered Rishus HaRabim, and the people can now carry, right? And now the people can now make an Eruv, and no sim and no sim be'emso, and they can carry. Okay, Kumar says, which is interesting, because we thought you can't make an Eruv. The Ema Arvin Oso Lechatzoyin. And when you make an Eruv in the city, you can't split this town in two. Basically, what you're saying now is that the entire town is considered one city. So everyone has to be included in the Eruv. Ella Okula O Mavel Bifnei Atzma. Rather, you can make the Eruv for the entire town, or each individual Mavoi can make their own Eruv. Right? Again, I guess originally here, because since the town was considered a Rishus HaYachid, right, since the town originally was a Rishus HaYachid, so it's all one big city. The Gemara's going to ask, well, then how can you do Mavel Moivu from the Atzma? The Gemara's going to get to that. Okay, continue, the Brisa continues. Haisa Shel Rabim, if it was an ear that originally had 600,000 people walking through it, V'harehi Shel Rabim. And it's still of Ir Shel Rabim. V'ein la ele Pesach Achad, Ma'arvin es kula, but it only has one opening. It only opens on one side. So in that, it's an Irshul Rabim. We said an Irshul Rabim, you should really supposed to separate off, supposed to cut off a certain part of the town, the separate Erev. But here, since there's only one opening, you don't have to. Ein la ele Pesach Achad, Ma'arvin es kula, without a shear, you don't have to leave anything over. Right? Even though it's considered an Irshul Rabim, the Chachamim didn't make it, were not Aser to be Ma'arv the whole thing, because it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim, because it's not a Mufulash. The street doesn't go all the way through. It's not open on both sides. But if in this case, the street is open on one side, closed on the other side, so we view it like a Rishus HaYachid, even if 600,000 people are walking through. Therefore, there was no gzeri here, that you have to, and you're allowed to make the area for the entire town, because there's no shash, about separating the town to two, is because you're worried that people are going to think you can carry the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Here it's not. You're looking right here at a place where it's not on the street. The street's not Mufulos, so you're never going to come to think that you can carry the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Okay, that's the Braisa. Now the Gemara asks, Man Tana de Ma'avir Rishus HaRabim. What's going on here? We had a case of Rishus HaRabim, and we say, how did you make the Erev to Matu carry the Rishus HaRabim? Well, who's the Tana who allows you to do that? Right? So the Gemara says it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. We've seen this Braisa a bunch of times already. Right, he says, who's the town in the Brisa who says that this is a takana for an ear that is a Rishus HaRabim by making a lechi or a korah? That's not how you fix it. So it's my town. I'm Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehudahi. It's a sheet of Rav Yehuda, the Sanya, who said in the Brisa, yes, Al-Kain, even more so. Again, so what's the even more so? We've seen this before. The ratio of this Brisa is talking about Rav Yehuda matches you carrying in Rishus HaRabim underneath like an overpass. Right, so underneath the overpass, he says that p'tikra yored v'sosim, the sides of the overpass come down, and you're cordoned off, and you can carry there. That's the ratio. And yeser al kain, Rabbi Yehuda says, mishi yesh lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidim v'sarabim. Okay, you have a house on the east side, a house on the west side, and the Rishus HaRabim is running between. And you want to carry from one of your houses to the other of your houses. So mishi yesh lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidim v'sarabim. So osa lechem mikan v'lechem mikan. Either you put a lechi, two lechis, on the same side, on the other side, you put two lechis. Oh, korem ikan v'korem ikan, or you put two beams going across. And then, no seven, no seven emsa. Then you can carry between your two houses. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But Amr lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim mikach. This is not the way that you can change a Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. So the Tana that holds that a lechi or a korah are sufficient to in order to let, permit you to carry a shesarabim is Rabbi Yehuda. And the machlokas is whether or not when you hold midoraisa, do you hold that two walls are sufficient or three walls are sufficient to make a shesarabim doraisa? Yehuda holds that two walls are sufficient. So if you have you already had the two walls of the house, so midoraisa you don't have a problem. So you put the korah, that's enough. Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim holds that midoraisa you need three walls to become a rishus hayachid, and therefore you only had two. Putting the lechi and korah are not, even though they become walls, so to speak, but they're not sufficient to permit you to carry in a rishus harabim. Okay. Next part of the brisa said amamar. The brisa said the ein me'arvin osa lachatzain. We cannot, right? This is talking about an ear shel yachid that became an ear shel rabim. We can't cordon off half. Can't cordon off half the city. So Amar Rav Papa lo amru that ema arvin ir lechatzin ella le'arka. That only means when you go into the length. Meaning you have the street is running east west. The street's running east west. So you have a side of the town on the south side, and then you have the north side. So you can't just make an arvin on the south side and leave off the north side. You can't do that, right? Lo amru ella le'arka aval le'rachba ma'arvin. But on the width side you can. So let's say you have again. The street is running east-west. You have the north side and the south side. So you can take the entire west side, I guess, of it, running north and south. You can take the entire west side of the city. That you can make it, that you can make an Erev. Let's figure out why.
Yeah. Well, let's say you have, take a random name, let's say Ocean Parkway, and you split it in half. But that's the Rosh Hashanah.
So you can't...
And you can't have, let's say, the teams... 20s on one side of an arrow and bark walking the other side of an arrow?
Right. You would have to take the entire length of Ditmas and Ikid Avenue going north, going up and down. That you can make the arrow. You can't separate it from East 7th on one side and East 5th on the other side. But you can separate it this way, where Avenue I is this way and Avenue J is that way. Well, Avenue J, I is this way and Avenue J is that way.
Over.
What?
Where's the mark?
The mark would have to make a distinction that over here is an Eruv and over here is not. You can make two separate Eruvim.
You're basically cutting the city
in four. No, because that Eruv, it's only in half, because that Eruv is going to extend, let's just take Avenue J, for example. That Eruv is going to extend from Avenue J and extend across Ocean Parkway into
the
fourth.
Right,
you're crossing over the Rosh Hashanah. Look at the picture. Like, that's how these guys are doing. You cross, it doesn't have?
I see.
Uh-huh. Again, we're talking about you're allowed to make an Eruv and Rosh Hashanah. The question is, though, is can you make only an Eruv and Rosh Hashanah for part of an Eruv for only part of the city? Right. Can you make it for only part of the city? So we said you can't split the city in two. But you can't split the city in two only on the north-south way that we're talking about. But you can do it on the east-west. Right, so just, I'm not sure why, but Rashi says, right, second Rashi says, El Arka, Derech Arayos, the way of the cities is Liyot Pisrei Pilusheim L'Orkan, right? The it's supposed to be open, going, Roshus Arabim Overash, we pass out the Pechas, the Chok L'Orka. It splits it on the left side. Hilkoth Ein B'nei Avar Halaz, Rishayim L'Arav L'Vadan, Ubnei Avar Halaz L'Vadan. Each side, the north side and the south side, can't make their own separate Erev. Because each one has permission to walk into this Rosh Hashanah. So if I have somebody, right, there's a case where I can walk and you don't include me in the Eruv, we throw it in the Chatzah. If you don't include everybody into the Chatzah, the Eruv is no good. So if I can walk in this area and you don't include me in the Eruv, then your Eruv is no good. Right? Mishum dahani vahani darsi bahach Rosh Hashanah. V'yotim echlas and derech psicha lakan lakan. Or Rosh Hashanah is zel mecharbam shekulim uvrim ba ba'ashu yahadadi. They're all considered mixed together. And if you don't include me, I mess up your Eruv. But on the other way, Abal Rachba, B'nei Shnei Ha'avarim L'Rosh Ha'echa Levad, U'B'nei Shnei Ha'avarim L'Rosh Ha'sheni Levad, let's just split it up. Let's just split up the entire flat Ocean Parkway, that the people to one side of King's Highway are going to make an Eruv, and the people to the other side of King's Highway are going to make an Eruv. They don't answer each other. The two separate Eruvim are going to be good. Why? Ma'arvin, Shor Yecholim L'Histalik Elu Me'elu. They don't have to walk into each other. But they're Shusarabim, they all have to walk into each other. That's the way they get to and fro. That's how they get into their spots. But not everybody from Avenue P has to walk into King's Highway. That doesn't have to be. So therefore, they're not going to asar on each other. Okay. So come on. So who does this brisa go like? Who says that you can make the eruv in this on the north south, but not on the east, and that's you can separate it on the width, but not on the length. So come on, who does this go like? The local Rabbi Kiva. It's not going in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Because the E, Rabbi Kiva, Ha'amar, he says, Regel ha'muteris b'mekoma, oseris shelo b'mekoma. That the foot that is mutter in its place, asr is where it's not, and not in its place. What does that mean? Okay. I'm not sure. There seems to be machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, we're going to see on Daf Ayin Hey, where you have two chatzeros, that are, one is inside of the other. Basically, you have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is over here, and you have one chatzer and another chatzer. So the only chutzer that opens into the Rishus Harabim is the outer chutzer. The inner chutzer opens into the outer chutzer, which then opens into the Rishus Harabim. Okay? You have two chatzeros that are one within each other. The outer one opens to the Rishus Harabim, but the inner one does not open to the Rishus Harabim. Rather, it opens into the outer chutzer, and via the outer chutzer, its residents get to the Rishus Harabim. Now, the outer chutzer people, right, they made an Eruv amongst themselves. And so too, the inner chatzer made an Erev amongst themselves, but the two chatzeros did not make an Erev together. Okay? So, according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, Regel hamuteres b'mkoma, oseres shlo b'mkoma, that means, even though the inner people are allowed to carry in their chatzer, because they made an Erev, nevertheless, they asur the outer people to carry. Why? Because they walk to the outer chatzer to get to the Rishus Harabim. So even though it's mutter for them to carry in their place, they're going to ask for the outer people, because the outer people should have included the inner people in their eruv. So that's called regel hamuteres b'mkoma oseres shelo b'mkoma. Right. So the outer people ask to carry, because since the inner people had permission to walk into the outer chatzer, then they ask them for not being included in the eruv. But the Chachamim say no. Then once the inner people are permitted to carry in their own area, they don't asur somebody else. The only time they would asur the outer ones is if they didn't have their own Erev at all. But since they have their own Erev, then they are considered regel hamuteres b'mkomo. They're not going to asur another place where it's not b'mkomo. So, how does that work over here? So you have over here, according to Rav Papa, who says that we can split the town into different Eruvim on the width way, right? That can't be like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say we split the town again, so we're splitting it down King's Highway. So since the people from Avenue R are allowed to walk to Avenue M, so there, and they have an Erev also, they both have a Reuven, we just split it. But since the people from that Erev can walk here, the people from here can walk there, so that's considered a case of regular hamoteris from coma of Sarah Shalom coma. Therefore it says it doesn't work. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Regel hamoteres b'mekoma, oseres shelo b'mekoma." Could go beis chatzeros, right? That's the case. Zo lifnim mizo, one's inside the other. The chitzor pesuch lo shus harabim, and the outer one is open to shus harabim. The pnimis ain la pesuch shus harabim. The inner one does not have a way to shus harabim. Elo yotzas derech chitzoni. It goes out via the outer chatzer. V'lo mi baya hecha the iru diorim shabit chitzor levadon ubnei pnimis lo iru bneiim levadon lios mitar mitash chatzel atzmo. That be regel hasura b'mekoma. The asur derisas haregel didayu achitzona. A field of Rabbanan. It's not that case. It's not the case of that the outer ones, where the outer ones made an Erev and the inner ones didn't make an Erev at all. Rather, the case is El Afilu Erev, go further down. Afilu Erev Zola Atzma Bezola Atzma. David Penimis Muteris Bim Komo. The inner ones are mutter to carry in their spot. Pligi Rabbi Kiva, but Omer, Derisas HaRegel Dida, the fact that they are allowed to walk to the Meshus HaRabim via the outer chatzer, asra chitzona, upanimis muteres b'chitzona asura. So hachinami nitzru ha'adadi, they should be asra to each other, because they each can walk one to another. Yes, they're permitted to carry in their own spots, but the fact that they can mess up the other place, that's not included, because they have permission to walk there. They have teresas haregel. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema, you can say that this our case is even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not a problem. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Kiva Hassan Ella b'shnei chatzeros olafin mizu dipkimis lesle pischachrina. No, that case is different. The reason why the inner walking, the inner people, also the outer people, so the inner people have no choice. The only way for them to get to the Rishus HaRabim is to walk through the outer chatzer. So therefore, if you didn't include them, the outer people didn't include the inner people in the Eruv, then the outer people's Eruv is no good. Aval hacha, but in our case, by the ear, right, hani nafki b'hai pischa, v'hani nafki b'hai pischa. You don't just go out. The people on one side go to Rishus HaRabim one way. The people on the other side go to Rishus HaRabim in a different opening. They don't have to share the opening. Right? Rashi says, "Aval hacha hari Rishus HaRabim shel elu echad hu she'ein bo chilek be'emso orko v'lo remes shemachitz v'lo martichud desev v'tishamesh es kulim komo v'hechi matzik sanichani mahani." That's not the case. That's the next Rashi. That's the next case. Let's go the other way around. I think the way we explain is right. That you could, each one could go out a different opening. They don't have to go out the same opening. If they can go out a different opening, then the one's not going to ask for the other. The only reason why in that case, Rabbi Kiva says that Asher is the outer one, so the inner people have no choice. That's the way they get out. So if that's the only way they're going to go, include them in your Erev. Here, they can go out a different way. So there's no reason to include them in their Erev. And Ikad Army, they flip it the other way around. Ikad Army, Amara Papa, Lo Tamal Arka. Don't say, again, don't say that you're not allowed to split the city only if it's the lengthwise, right? Lo tema lo arka hud lo ma'arvin, aval rochba ma'arvin. El afila rochba nami lo ma'arvin. He would say even everything we're saying is the opposite. Even with you can't separate the town. It all has to be one eruv. Come on, who would that be like? That would be like Rabbi Kiva, who says that regular muteres from koma seres shalovim koma. And then, since people on one side of the town can walk to the other side of the town, they're not including the Erev, your Erev is no good. So the Gemara says, no, I feel tame with Rabbanan. It can even go according to Rabbanan, who say in the case by the two Chatzeros, that it doesn't, that once they're mutter to carry in their spot, it doesn't asr in somebody else. They say, Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hasam elod b'shtei Chatzeros lof nimezu, dipnimi zachada lidasha umishtamsa. Because, aval hacha, mi hacha. No, the difference is over there, the Chachamim say it's not a problem. Why? Because the people of the inner chatzer basically can close their door, and then they can use their chatzer by themselves. Essentially, what you can do is you can theoretically close off the inner people from the outer people. Just put the door there, close them off, and say not that you can't walk there, but you don't have rights to use the chatzer. I mean, they have an easement to walk through. But you close the door, you separate. You have Tashmish here, but you don't have Tashmish there. It's easy to separate. Therefore, they're not considered one to passel the other one. But, aval hacha, mi matzim masak v'shus rabim hacha. How can you say that the people on this side of v'shus rabim can't walk over here? They have to walk through the v'shus rabim. You can't shut them out. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, aval hacha, harishay v'shus rabim shal elu v'shal elu echadu. It's one v'shus rabim. She'ein bo chiluk be'emsa orko. There's no place in the middle where it separates it. Below Remesh Shomachitza Lomer Tiyachod Deshev V'Teshamis Es Kulavim Komo V'Heichi Matzis Lachani Mahani. You can't separate one from the other. So that's why I agree that you can't. That's why I agree that if you can't separate, they won't have to be all included in the Erev. In the other place, they don't have to be included because what you have to do is close the door and they'll tell the inner people not to walk to the outer area.
So according to all the shittas, you are allowed to include the Rishus HaRabim in your Erev. It's just a question of how you do that. Right?
Well, no, we said before this is only going to include Shita Rabbi Yehuda.
Just Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah, before you walked in, that was the Bryce to explain. The Bryce is going according to the sheets of Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, there are ways to fix your sister Rabbi. You have to do other things. But not just with a lechi and a korah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda said lechi and a korah, but the others disagree. Say you need.
There are other ways, whatever those ways are. I don't know. There are other ways, but I thought that you couldn't make just around the Bryce. You couldn't fix it.
I thought you couldn't, but apparently you could. So that brings the machlok is when you have like in In Flatbush, and they have ocean parts. They say, oh, you cannot make because you're in Rishus HaRabim. You think you can?
I don't know. I don't know enough to answer.
Still,
that.
You don't want to
Amar Mar. So Gemara said that brought the Bryce that says that you can't split the town into two different cities. Listen, this could also be what we're dealing with over here. The Bryce said, right? The Bryce was talking about a case of it was an Irshel Yochid, and then it became a Rabim. Maybe it's different. It was an Irshel Rabim to begin with. I don't know enough of the halacha of the Erev. So Amar Mar, right? The Braisa said that you can't split the city into two separate Eruvim. It'll have to be one. So So it's O Kula, either all together, O Mavoi, Mavoi B'Fnei Atzmo, or each Mavoi in the city makes its own Erev. So Gemara says, Why, basically, the question is, why can each Mavoi make its own Erev? Gemara doesn't say. What was the reason why you couldn't split the town in two and say half the town is one Erev, half the town is the other Erev? Is the Asriya Hadadi. Because the people from one half are going to Asriya the other. Since they're all considered to one unit, it's one town, right? It's all considered one town, then you have to include everybody. So then how can the Mavoi separate each other?
No, because in those days, that's not how it worked.
No, but remember, again, we're talking about an Irshel Yachid that became an Irshel Rabin.
Correct.
So the Irshel Yachid, I mean, they were all included in a part of the town.
But no. It was each Chatzon and Mavoi did their own thing, and then we combined them together. That's how the system worked. Chatzon and Mavoi made their own. Chatzon made the Chatzon. The Mavoi made the Mavoi. Then we combined all of them together to get the city. There could have been 50 different Erevim on a city.
Hey, look at Rashi. He says, Mavu Nami Asriya Dadi. The Keva Dimi Kara Shol Yachid Havei. Since it was considered a private town, right? It was Er Shol Yachid. Vahayu Ma'arvin Es Kula. The Hurgu Lios Echad. And they became one. They all became one. It became one large town, Asriya Hadadi. Vafiu Iko Lechi Yokor, Lamavu Lomani. Even if you have a Lechi Yokor. Because the case over here is different. The case is where they all were included. It was an Er Shol Yachid. And they always included themselves. They always included themselves in one big Erev. They always made this Erev. Now you can say, oh, now we're going to separate. No, you guys became one big town. You can't now separate each other.
What's the last line in Rashi?
What's the last line? I feel Iko Lechi Yikor L'Mavoi Lo Mahani. Even if you would make that's part of the question. Even if you make a Lechi and a Kor to separate one Mavoi from the other Mavoi, show this recognition, it still shouldn't work. Because the idea is when since originally they included everybody into the Erev, now it becomes one big town. So now just because it became Rishus Arabim, now it became this Irshel Rabim, you can't separate them because they're all considered one unit. And if they're one unit, everyone has to be included. The same reason why you can't split the town in two, you can't separate off each Mavos. Because yes, you're right. If they didn't do originally Erev everyone together. But here everyone became part of one big city.
No,
I don't know either. So the Gemara says, no, what are we dealing with over here? He goes to Abu Daka, right? He had Amr of Idi, Bar Abin, Amr of Chizda, Echem B'nei Mavoi, Sh'asa Daka Lefisko, Eina Oser Al B'nei Mavoi. We're talking about over here where they made a low entranceway. The pictures have it, like very, very low down entranceway. Rashi says, Pesach Namoch the Rosh Kol Mavoi, the Gogli Adaitayu the Islikuki Kol Chav Nichavrei. When they made this very low doorway, they were Megalad Das that they're going back to the way it were before, where they're separating every Mavoi from everybody else. So once Megalad Das that this Mavoi is separate from that Mavoi, so then we're not considered all part together, and therefore we don't ask for one each other, and therefore we can make our own Eruv. Yes. Right, v'chiha the Amr of Idi bar Avin, Amr of Chizda, Echa b'bnei ha-mavoi she'asa daka l'pischo. Right, every one person, or I guess one of the, in the Mavoi, a bunch of people in the Chatzer. So one Chatzer makes this low opening. Eino asa, he's now separated himself, and if he's not included in the sheet of Mavos, it doesn't matter because he's shown that he's pulling himself away from the rest of the Mavoi. Okay, the Braisa continued. Haisho Sharabim. The Harehi ain't right. If it was an Irshel Rabim and it's still Irshel Rabim and it only has one opening, then you can ma'arav the whole thing. It was only has one opening. Rav Zera erba lemasa debei Rabbi Chiya. Rav Zera made an eruv in the city Rabbi Chiya below shavet leshir. One eruv for the entire area. He didn't leave off a separate part of the town. So Amalei Abaye, my time of the Marhachi. Why'd you do this? Right, it's an Irshel Rabim. You should have to leave off, a certain part of the town. You have to leave over the shear of Mixas. So Amalei, Sava Dida Amalei, the old elders of the city told me that Rav Chiya bar Ashi ma'ariv kula. They told me that Rav Chiya bar Ashi did this. He made an Erev for the entire city. Right? Ba'amina, and I thought, Shema Amina, Irshel Yochid, v'nashe sharabim hi. I thought that this is an Irshel Yochid that became an Irshel Rabim, and therefore, if we send the Bryson, an Irshel Yochid that becomes an Irshel Rabim, you're allowed to make the Erev for the entire town. It was only an Irshel Rabim to begin with that you couldn't make the Eruv for the entire town. But this was an Irshel Yachid that came to Irshel Rabim. We're allowed to make the Eruv because that's exactly the halacha of the Mishnah. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Let me make sure. The Mishnah said, Irshel Yachid, V'nasher Shel Rabim, Ma'arvin Eskulo. You don't have to leave over. That's what I thought the case was over here. So I'm like, Avayo, that's not the reason why he made the Eruv over before. The reason why he made the Eruv over before is because it was closed off on one side. So Amar Lei, Lididi Amar Lihana Savai, the elders told me this is the reason. There was a big garbage dump on one side of the town. And right, and therefore, it was closed off. It would close off one side of the town. And therefore, it was only open on one side. And therefore, even if it was originally in Irshel Rabim, you were allowed to make the Eruv without leaving anybody out. But now they cleared away the dump. Now it's open. It's mafulos on two sides. It's open on both sides. Va'asir, and therefore it would be asir to make the Eruv unless you did the shir, unless you did the leftovers. So Amalei, Rav Zeir says back to Abaye, lo adate. I didn't know that was the reason. I made a mistake. They told me something else. But if the Metzis is like you said, then my Eruv is mistaken. In order to make the Eruv here, you'd have to leave out certain parts, whatever that 50 houses, and to out of the Eruv. Right.
You have to exclude.
Right.
You have to, but if it started off the Yachid
and it came a Rabin, you don't have to exclude. Right. That was the halacha in the Mishnah. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a little bit of a suffix. We'll just raise the question now. The Gemara is going to bring a little suffix about a city that has two openings. So, what are the two openings? Ba'i minei Rav Ami bar Ada har Pana'a. So, Rav Ami asked Rav. They asked from Ami bar Ada, from the city of Har Panah, May Rabba. He asks Rabba. So you have it's open on one side, V'sula mikan u'pesach mikan mahu. Okay. You have an opening on one side and a ladder on the other side. People use a ladder to climb over the wall on the other side to get out. Is that considered an opening? Okay? It's mahu. What's the din? Rashi says, Sulam she'olim, the first wide line, she'olim v'yordim bo'chutz l'tchomasa. So the question is, how do we view? This is an Irshel Rabim that has two openings. If it's an Irshel Rabim with two openings, then you have to exclude people. You have to exclude part of some of the houses. If it only has one opening, you don't have to exclude. So what is this ladder considered? Is this ladder considered an opening or is it not considered an opening? Right? If it's an opening, then you have to exclude. If it's not an opening, you don't have to exclude. So Amar Lei, Sir Rabba says to Rabbi Marada, Hachi Amar Rab, this is what Rab says, Sulam Toras Pesach Alav. The ladder, in all circumstances, is considered an opening. In all circumstances, the Sulam is considered a Pesach Gamor, and therefore you have to view this town. You have to view this town as having two openings, and therefore you have to exclude certain houses from the Eruv. So Amaluhu Rav Nachman says back, Lo Titzisule, don't listen to this din that Rav said in the name of Rav, because that's not what Rav said. Rather, Hachi Amar Rav Ad, this is what Rav really said: Sulam Toras Pesach Alav, V'Toras Mechitza Alav. Sometimes we view it as a Pesach, as an opening. Sometimes we view it as a wall. Right? Rashi says, "Kosh mechitza lav klomer ein mevatel sastima liyoske Pesach." It's not considered a Pesach. It's still considered a wall. Basically, we're going to go l'kula. Any way that it takes us l'kula, that's where we're going to go, because in these rabbanos of Tchumim, or in Eruvin, we're going to go l'kula. So he says, right? Amar lo Rav Nachman lo titzulei. Right, Hachi Amar Rav Amarav, Sulam, Toras Pesach Alav, Toras Mechitza Alav. Right, Toras Mechitza Alav, Kid Amaron. It's considered a wall, like we just said. What's that case? Case of where you have the your city is open on one side, and it's closed off on the other side, and has a ladder to scale the wall. We're going to say that is considered a Mechitza, but that takes us to Kula. What's the Kula? The Kula is now that you only need one Eruv for the entire town. You don't have to exclude any parts of the town. So, but Besulam shebein shnei chatzeros, rotsu echad ma'ariv, rotsu shnayim ma'arivim. What happens if you have a ladder between two chatzeros? What's the case over here? Rashi says, besulam shebein chatzeros, ve'ein b'neiim pesach. There's no opening between the chatzeros. You just have the ladder to get from one chatzer to the other. V'zeh hasulam rachav dala b'neiim. I guess it's four amos, right? Harei hu k'shtei chatzeros u'pesach b'neiim. We view this as an opening between the two chatzeros. Right, and therefore what? Therefore, they can make one Eruv. They're included together, right? You have a wall between two chatzeros. There's no opening except you have this ladder that's four tefachim wide, and you put this down to carry, to go over from one to the other. Therefore, if they wanted to, the Chatbali Chatzeros can make one Erev, because we'll view the Sulam as connecting the two Chatzeros. They're all considered one B'nai Chatzer. But if they don't want it, they don't want to. But the idea is that the Sulam now is viewed as an opening. In our case, we view the Sulam not as an opening. Here, they're viewing the Sulam as an opening, which, however, takes Lakula. That's how we're going to view it. Okay, we're going to stop here, and Menachem can have fun picking this up tomorrow.